But you see, I recall being taught and those around me being taught, you can't trust your feelings. You can't trust your emotions. You must trust logic. You must trust the guidelines that are set out there in front of you. And so when you're being told that, it's certainly not an easy thing to make a decision to go against what almost everyone is telling you.
There is a paradox in your statement, for we are in agreement that there is value in trust in logic.
Mm-hmm.
But trust in logic and trust in the guidelines that are there are not the same thing.
Sometimes it takes a few years to learn that there's a difference in logic and the guidelines, because in the beginning you haven't had enough experience to develop the logic.
You see, that is the real point. It is your life experience that gives you your knowing.
Yeah.
And as you are having the life experience in combination with the guidance that comes forth in the form of emotion, eventually you will come to find what Christ meant when he said, go forth and seek joy. As we visit with you and your friends for hours on end, expressing through words our knowledge of the great law of attraction and its place in the law that all of you are here to come to know and understand, the law of allowing, we could save a lot of words if we could say simply, go forth and seek joy. For when you are doing that which brings forth joy, you are acting in harmony with your greatest wanting, the wanting that you came here with from broader perspective. But you are complicated beings. You are not ready to accept words that are so simple. You do not understand that that joy that comes forth from within is a guidance system that will serve you well. And that as you are finding that joy, you are pleasing God, you see.
So then I suppose the way that we learn it is just in this desire to find this joy, we begin to ask the questions no matter what we've been told.
That is correct. You see, with every answer comes another question.
Yeah.
There is not an ending to growth. As we see so many of you willing to accept that which has been offered, which cannot be understood, we do not understand why more do not ask why until we look more closely and we see that there is great ridicule if there is the question. And so eventually, thousands upon thousands upon thousands are literally beaten into submission. They are afraid of the disapproval that will come forth if they say, but why is this?